If there's one thing we've learned about business and life, it's that people are the X factor. They constantly surprise us, both in amazing ways and not so much. We're Ben and Sia, and welcome to the Gnaw on This Business Bites podcast. This show is all about real life things we all deal with every day, how they relate to business, and how to make some sense out of our daily chaos. Welcome to the show. And welcome back to another episode of Gnaw on This Business Bites. I'm Ben, and this is Sia. And here's this week's question. What experiences are you creating for your customers, and do they care? It's the number one question. Do they care? Are you actually understanding who your clients are, what they do, why they do it, what their challenges are, what their frustrations are, how you fix those frustrations? And are you coming up with ways to talk to them, engage with them, deal with them, provide for them in ways that is relevant to them, that solves their problems, and then enables them to succeed? Sia, let's gnaw on this.
Oh, this is like literally my second business is we're all about creating experiences, Ben. So thank you.
Mine too. Me
thank
too.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. So, you know, I think in the world of business, actually in personal life as well, we're all salespeople. And when I say all salespeople, we're talking about selling an idea. It could be selling yourself. It could be selling a product. It could be a service, whatever, or just selling a debate position. Either way, what you're doing is you're engaging with someone else. You can call it your audience. You can talk, you could say your spouse. You could say, you know, the kind police officer that may or may not have pulled you over because you may or may not have been speeding. Either way.
Just slightly though. Over
just slightly. Never intentionally either,
no,
by the way.
No, absolutely not.
It was never. So it is understanding whatever whom you are communicating with, you have to always remember it's not about you speaking to them or at them. It's you're inviting them to a conversation to exchange ideas. Mm-hmm. And I think the best conversationalists have always been people who understood to listen and like hear what the people are doing and kind of moving on. Now, granted, you do have to speak of whatever it is on your behalf or whatever, but it has to have an intentionality of like, what is it that if I make the statement, what am I wanting to get out of them based on the reaction to my statement, which is very intellectualizing what we're talking about. But I think that's what is the crux of it, right? Is do you give a damn about their opinions? Because if not, I assure you, you're going to see a very one-sided conversation.
Well, they don't care about you. As I always taught, I mean, I've been teaching customer experience in large companies for 25, 30 years. The one thing I talk is that we can't talk at people. We need to talk with people. And it's a subtle difference that makes all the difference in the world, whether those be internal customers or external customers. And when we talk at people, it sounds pejorative. And when we talk in a way that's pejorative, people tune out. People just don't care anymore. If people think they're being talked at, if people think they're being mansplained or whatever you want to call it, people
start patronized,
etc., people will ignore you. And that's reality. It says people want to feel that they matter, that they are being listened to, that they are being, you know, accepted, understood, valued. I'm dealing with a situation right now, and I'm not ready to mention the logo quite yet. You know, we'll see in the end whether these people make the mistake, but we just bought a big screen TV, not 100-incher, but we bought a big screen TV. It came out of the box defective.
Oh, that sucks.
We bought it directly through the manufacturer, through a client portal website through them, bought the extended warranty. It has been nothing but a nightmare trying to get these people to accept responsibility and either replace the TV or refund the TV. And all I'm getting from their customer experience people, and it's going up the food chain. It is going up the food chain because I'm not having any part of this, is that they're quoting terms and conditions and they're quoting policy. Because all I'm getting is, this is our policy. I said, you know what? You can hide behind your policy all you like. All that's going to do is get me more and more frustrated. And I have a very large mic in front of my face. And one day, if I'm not getting my satisfaction, I will be enabling this microphone and being able to tell the story of who this company is, their lack of customer experience, and their inability to be able to solve problems. And guess what? The $1,000 or $1,500 or whatever it was that I paid for the television will seem insignificant to the hundreds of thousands of dollars that they will lose in bad publicity. And I've explained this to them. I have absolutely explained to this thing, and thank God they're smart enough to keep elevating me up the food chain. And I think the next time it says I'm going to be dealing with a vice president. And hopefully, and I said to these people, look, I need somebody who can say yes instead of just telling me why they have to say no. And we as companies and individuals have to realize that there's policies, there's procedures, and then there's humanity, and realizing that it's now cost them more than the cost of this television to replace it to deal with the whether they're going to replace this television or not. The amount of time, effort, and energy that they've already spent inside their organization, let alone my time, effort, and energy, which is, just leading to a sense of frustration. It is putting them in a position where they are going to lose eventually. They are going to acquiesce eventually because somebody will be smart enough to realize that it's time to acquiesce. Or I'll be out $1,200 or $1,500 or whatever I'm out for the television, and I will make their life difficult one way, shape, or form. And when we're thinking about customers, the customer's not always right. If I had broken the television and then I was coming back and I was demanding it, to be fixed, that's one situation. If I had physically dropped the television myself and it was obvious that the television had been dropped, that's one story altogether. When I open up the box and I turn the television on and the television is defective, that's a defaultive issue. It should be, we're sorry. Let us here's an RMA. Here's a FedEx. Here's a FedEx chit for you to send the old TV back, and we will replace it with a like model. And there should be no argument. There should be no hassle. There should be no frustration with this. And that's just the cost of doing business. But now they put themselves in a position where they've lost brand equity, and they've lost it with me for now. But sooner or later, this conversation is going to be go beyond innuendo, and will go into a situation where publicly, and I have lots of friends in the media, will be happy to pick this thing up and run with it.
Well, here's the deal. You're one of many on this.
Absolutely.
And the more the voices rise up against, the more you're gonna get that visibility, right?
Yes.
Now, I don't want to go political or anything like that, but certain insurance companies in the United States could take a cue about understanding what we freaking pay for.
Yes.
You better approve it, peoples. Anyway, that's all I'm gonna say. And
Well,
it's crazy to me because the insurance business is okay, never mind. I'm not
No, I
You're
mean,
making
I
me
think
wait. You're making me
we can
bring it
go,
back.
we can
Pulling
go,
back.
listen,
Pulling
we can
back.
point fingers at any, any industry.
Any industry, yeah, 100.
Unfortunately, the larger the industry, the larger the organizations, the larger the things, the larger the company, the more they hide behind policies and procedures. Because in some respect, they need those policies, procedures to create guidelines for them to be able to make decisions based off. And I understand that. And in most situations, in most with those things, their policies and procedures, for the most part, are reasonable enough to enable for quick resolution of problems. It's when you fall outside the, the narrow terms and conditions of the thing. If you start hitting the bowling ball again a bit against the rails,
Yeah.
that's when the challenges come. And I think that's when organizations can sit there and say, you know what? We can either destroy our brand or we can elevate our brand. And it's up to us. And it's how we deal with it. I tell customers, the customer experience, that your brand is only as valuable as your unhappiest employee on their worst day.
I love that you say that because it's such a reminder. Could we remember our experiences? We may not remember our exact situation.
No, I in 5 years from now, I will forget how much money I paid for this television.
Yeah.
Completely have forgotten. With it, I'll know within $500 or $300 or whatever it is how much I paid for the television. I paid approximately this amount of money. I won't forget the story. And when it comes to buying another piece of equipment, I will go looking for other vendors. Regardless how this, works out, I will go look for other vendors.
Yeah.
And, these people don't just make televisions. They make fridges and stoves and this and that and the other thing. And
Do they make cell phones too, Ben?
yeah, I think they do, but that's a different story altogether. I mean, I believe they do. I'm not sure if they make cell phones, but that's a different story altogether.
I'm
But,
trying to narrow it down without you saying
I
it,
know,
okay?
I know, but
I'm
it's,
prying, I'm prying. But
yeah, I
yeah, I
know.
mean,
And you know what? And I'm not going to say until they resolve this issue or don't resolve this issue, I'm not going to sling them through the mud until I have to.
yeah.
And
I
I
mean,
prefer not to.
so I mean, going back to our conversation on this, I mean, what kind of experience are we providing? There's process experience. There is entertainment side of the experience.
Yes.
There is the when I say process, there is process procedure, and then there is the process of
Yes.
collaboration where you want to make it a positive experience, right? So, feedback, once it was a sales cycle, like we went from, prospect to closure. And the feedback I got from the client was, dude, you made a project that was hell on earth for me so much clearer and cleaner.
Nice.
And I appreciate you for that. Thank you. It wasn't, hey, thank you for the cheaper discount. Thank you for, you know what I mean? Thank you for all the bells and whistles. The guy literally said, you made my job a hell of a lot easier. And I think we need to remember this is
And that
when,
builds loyalty and trust.
I mean, that is the untenable, tangible, intangible stuff that we have to keep remembering ourselves in our communications. Will they walk away and be like, I enjoyed that?
Yeah. And let's bring this into the world of AI because I can't leave AI out of this for this situation because everybody is building these AI, twins and bots and, chatbots, etc. And I'm not opposed to it. I'm really not opposed to it. I think that there are a level of questions that can be answered through automation that enable people to be able to utilize the time and the effort and the energy of those people in the customer experience to deal with the problems that the chatbots can't deal with. However, there needs to be a better transition. There needs to be when the chatbot realizes that it no longer is able to solve a problem through one way, shape, or form, that information, all the information needs to be transcribed into a synopsis. It needs to be put up on the customer experience person's terminal. the person's account needs to be already up and authorized, and it needs to be able to be able to have a seamless transition between automation and human being, because it's that transition that's causing a lot of grift and a lot of frustration right now.
Yes, I can absolutely see that. I too am an advocate. I believe that there are some great AI tools that helps just take care of the basic mean, I don't want to call it menial, but like repetitive, that's the word, repetitive tasks. And I completely understand that that crossover, that transition between bot to human, is a little gruff right now, I think, because we're all in, where everyone's
It's the
carving their
Wild
own paths and
West.
figuring
It's
out the ways to
the
do
Wild
it.
West.
But I will say, as a business, though, if you're going to be talking about that kind of experience, if you can solve the question of a basic FAQ quickly, I'm fine with that. Like, thank you, that's where I need to go. Deuces. I don't need to talk to someone. Even better. It's almost like shopping in a retail store. I don't need the a person to hold my hand as I'm shopping in a store. You know what I mean? So it's definitely not as obtrusive, but when we do need something that's like a complicated help, just program that AI to know, I don't understand it. I'm not getting your answers you need. Let me transition you. As opposed to, did I get this right? Did I get this right? I don't understand what you're saying. Are you asking for this? It's like I get it. Maybe program it to do it like twice, but stop. At some point, it's just got to be like, I'm transferring you.
One more story, and then we got to land this plane. And this is just because you talked about retail. I believe it was Sephora. Somebody's going to have to fact check with me on this. But when you walked into Sephora, and I don't know if this is still a thing, they had black and red baskets to pick up. And it had signs up there. It says, if you want help, grab a red basket. If you want to self-serve, grab a black basket. So they knew if you were in there to self-serve, you were in there to shop, you didn't want to be bothered. You had a black basket, leave you alone. If you were looking for help and advice, you had a red basket, and it enabled people to come up to you without, you feeling that somebody's up there bothering me. So we can build these systems and processes in place to enable us to serve different customers' needs by being open to that not every customer wants the same thing, not every customer needs the same thing, and we need to be a little bit more flexible to create opportunities to be able to help people in the way they want to be helped.
Yeah, I agree.
Perfect. So let's leave it there. I'm Ben.
See ya.
We'll see you soon, but hey, listen. Like, click, and subscribe. We're here. We would love to be with you.
Hey. Thanks for listening to another episode of Not On This Business Bites. If you liked what you heard, we most humbly ask that you like, share, and hit that subscribe button. If you want to communicate more effectively within your organization, contact Ben at imbenbaker.com or me at brilliantbeammedia.com. We can help you build your community, brand awareness, and personality through digital content and podcasting. We cannot wait to hear from you. See you next week for another episode of Not On This Business Bites.